This is episode number 2108 of the Who Cares News for Monday, December 13th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
This past weekend, Billie Eilish was both host and musical guest on SNL. And I watched some of the clips. I didn't watch the show, because I always watch clips. And my first take was that, of course, Billie's adorable. I mean, if you get to really see her outside of, you know, her music business, she's very adorable.
Uh-huh.
And she was very, very funny and cute. But she wasn't much for reading cue cards. Let's just say that. So they worked around that. They had her do a lot of skits where she was like dancing and stuff, where she didn't have a lot of lines. She had one big bit, which she kind of pulled off. It was a nativity, hip hop nativity scene. But anyway, it was fun. It was fun. Anyway, so Billie Eilish now, you know, she can take up acting now, and along with her singing.
Right. Yes.
Way you go. I think her mom and dad introduced her. Where the host would introduce the musical guest, her mom and dad introduced her.
Oh, wow.
On live TV. Okay. So they were there. So anyway, there you go. Billie, I guess a B plus. or at least from what I saw. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Kim Kardashian. Yeah, mm-hmm. What's going on?
She filed documents to become legally single, which isn't that a divorce?
I thought that was a divorce. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm a little confused by that.
Okay.
Anyway, she did that one day after Kanye awkwardly begged for her to run back, quote unquote.
Kanye. It ain't going to happen. You're not Pete Davidson. Number one. No, I'm kidding. Nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with it. What am I saying? And you're Kanye. That's the other reason. You're Kanye.
So TMZ reports that she filed the paperwork Friday afternoon. Well, if it's signed by a judge, it'll separate issues of child custody and property from marital status.
That's a divorce.
I know.
I don't understand this.
I don't either.
They already did this. Huh.
So now Kim is also looking to restore her maiden name.
Oh, really?
And officially drop the West.
But see, I think that's contradictory, because I thought she had wanted to keep that for the kids.
Well, I did too.
The kids' names are all West, but I don't know. It's a divorced world. What's the big deal? Mom's got a fancier, splashier last maiden name than her married name.
But there's people out there who never called her West anyway. So
that was us too. we never called her West. But we knew this wasn't going to last, just like Scott and Courtney. But that's us. We don't wish anybody ill. That's just us. We're mean.
Well,
we're going to hell.
The move was made shortly in a handbasket. The move was made shortly after her soon-to-be ex-husband.
Yes.
He publicly professed his love for her at Thursday night's Free Larry Hoover benefit concert.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Co-headlined by former foe Drake.
Yeah, they're friends again. I don't understand what that's all about.
Yeah, he said, "I need you to run right back to me, more specifically, Kimberly."
Kimberly.
That's what, yay.
Kimberly.
He ad-libbed that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, big guy living there.
Yeah.
He was doing a performance of a show, Runway.
His song?
Or Runaway.
Okay.
And now Kanye was dating model Venetria.
Yeah.
Venetria. Did I say that right?
I don't know. I don't even know who she is.
Attending her first public event together last month. We don't know if they're still together.
Are they still together? What's going on? Kanye,
if I cared, I would look enough, but this is the Who Cares to you, so who am I kidding?
There you go.
All right, this is a spoiler alert about
spoiler
Sex
alert.
In the City.
Okay.
Or the spinoff.
Yeah, the
and
spinoff.
Just like that.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to hear the spoiler alert about the first episode, cover your ears.
Cover your ears.
La, 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 la.
Cover your eyeballs. You won't want to see us either.
One, two, three.
Go.
Okay. Now, in the first episode last week, Mr. Big.
Yes.
And I didn't watch Sex in the City, but
you
I knew him.
Know about Mr. Big. Everybody knows about Mr. Big.
And he was in The Good Wife.
And he was in Christopher Noth was in The Good Wife. Yes, he was, yeah.
And
he one of the bad guys? Wasn't he the bad guy?
He was her husband.
He was the bad husband.
Yeah.
So how can you like this guy? You can't like this guy. It's Mr. Big. You don't like him.
It's not an issue anymore because he dropped dead.
What?
Yes.
In real life?
No.
Oh, in the show?
Yes.
They killed him off in the first episode?
The first episode.
What the hell, you guys? Jeez, HBO.
And it's not just that. It was after working out on his Peloton in the show. Now, shares a Peloton in real life the day after this was on last week. Shares a Peloton in real life plummeted.
No, you're kidding me. HBO show.
I'm serious.
Well, that's some product placement for you.
Ryan Reynolds to the rescue.
Wait, what's Ryan Reynolds got to do with this?
Well, his ad agency, Maximum Effort.
Oh, okay.
Put together a Peloton ad that shows that Chris Noth, the actor that played Mr. Big, is fine.
He's fine.
And not only is he fine, he's riding a Peloton in the ad.
Well, there you go.
Which is narrated by Ryan himself.
Well, see, this is cool. Ryan Reynolds to the rescue, by God.
Now, spoiler alert number two.
What's that?
Ryan's funny in the ad, which he's always funny.
He's always funny.
Peloton is hoping it can regain its market standing, especially now when it sells more units for the holidays than any other time of the year.
I know, it's the most wonderful time of the year for Peloton.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Two things.
Ryan's funny?
Ryan's funny. No, I believe that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Peloton didn't know that their apparatus, product placement, whatever you want to call it, was going to be used to kill off a character in this show. It's like, who at Peloton missed that one, right?
Yeah, on
like,
one hand,
oh,
it's
wait
like,
a minute.
On one hand, it's you know, because it was supposedly his 1,000th workout 1,000 session on workout, his Peloton.
Yeah, so good for him. 1,001, and you drop dead. So that's not good for Peloton.
It but maybe it be. Was, you know, there's other factors.
Anyway. Oh, I'm sure there was. I haven't watched the show. But my whole point is somebody at Peloton missed, they overlooked that.
Yes.
Or somebody at the producers at HBO didn't show them. They didn't get script approval. They just said, hey, how would you like to pay us, you know, a few thousand bucks and we'll feature a Peloton in our show? Oh, yeah, let's go. And then stock plummets the next day. People are jumping out of windows at Peloton. Corporate offices like, oh, I'm broke. I'm ruined. Oh, my God. You know what? They missed the whole boat.
Well,
Sex
they
in
did.
The City should have added Halle Berry as fourth woman. Because, you know, what's her name? Was it Kim Cattrall or Cynthia Nixon? Cynthia Nixon, they axed, right? So it's like, they could have brought Halle Berry in, and she could have showed Mr. Big a lot of things about working out. Anyway.
Well, then that would have killed him instead.
Oh, what a way to go. More Who Cares tomorrow.
Then Peloton would be okay.
Oh, my God. And so would Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.